Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord. Good afternoon. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so delighted this evening, this afternoon, for another opportunity today to come together to worship and praise God. Today, we're going to just give reverence to God. I just give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be here with those of you in radio land and those on our radio broadcast. I give God praise and glory. I magnify his name on today. I give God all of the praise today. He is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I come today to open up our worship to order. Now, we're going to get ready for a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. God bless you. Let me see. Get this song.
scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 19. The heaven declares the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. In them have he set a tabernacle of the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of the chambers and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. He goeth forth, his going forth is from the ends of the heaven, and his circuits unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, and the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true, and righteousness altogether. I have just read you from Psalms 19, from the first verse down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, I come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Father, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. I come, Lord, if I've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, I ask your forgiveness now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you today, Father, to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit, and a sound mind on today. Father, I come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you today to just look down and have mercy. Cover me today, Lord. I'm asking you today, Lord, to encourage my spirit today. I'm asking you today, Lord, to strengthen us today. I'm asking you today, Lord, to cover my mind and my thoughts. Lord, I ask you right now, Holy Ghost, to take over this worship service, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to open up the ears of the angels, Lord. I'm asking you to send your angels today, Lord. Send your angels, Lord. I need somebody, Father. Send your angels today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm not doing this for no form, shape, form, or fashion. I'm doing this out of obedience unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I'm just thanking you, Lord, for every angel, Lord, that you put on the radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. I'm just thanking you today, Lord, that for every angel that you put out in radio land on today, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% in the name of Jesus, and take over and take control of this radio broadcast in the name of in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now. I give you glory and I give you praise right now. I magnify your name right now, Lord. I give it all unto you, Lord. I'm just a vessel, Lord, waiting to be used. I'm empty, Father. Fill me, Lord, and use me up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless this worship service. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless them going in and bless them coming out in the name of Jesus. Take over and take control today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give it to you, Father. I give it to you, Lord. In Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And that concludes our short devotion service. We're going to go right on into testimony, into our testimonial service today. And I want to be just the first to say I give God praise and glory, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for waking me up this morning. I thank God
for starting me on my way. I just give him praise and glory today in the name of Jesus. I just thank him for being God in my life, being my Father, being our Father in my life today. I just thank him today. God is an awesome God, and he's so worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised, and I thank God today. I thank God for my husband. I thank God for my children. I just thank God that I have a sound mind, a right mind, and that I don't have the spirit of vagabondism on my life. I thank God for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grand. I just thank God for waking me up every morning. And for 61 years, I thank God today. I thank God that he's a covering to myself and to my husband. I thank God, only be son Dolaba, that he's got me down in his heart. I got him down in my heart. Thank God, hallelujah, for walking and talking like he would have me to. I thank God that I'm not perfect, but I'm striving, I'm running on to see what the end's going to be like. I give God praise today, and I give him glory on today. He is a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. I give God praise today, and I give him glory, hallelujah. Oh, I just thank him today. He's been so good to me. I thank him for the fast that I just came off of, the Daniel's fast for 21 days, how God strengthened me in the name of Jesus. Oh, it may not seem like things are going like they should, but things are going just as they should, because God is God all by himself, and everything that I think I need, everything that I might want, before I can call, he would already answer. And while I'm here thinking about it, hallelujah, he has already done it. I just thank God on today. He is good, hallelujah, and worthy to be praised on today. So I'm going to play some music today. I'm going to play some worship music today. And we're going to give God the praise. And if you have a testimony, you can testify, hallelujah, to the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah. Amen.
Bad days. today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Tears may be running down my face, but I'll still say, thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. Come in here, Mother. I want you to sing a song for me.
Amen, amen. I won't complain. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care what it seemed like, what it looked like. I thank and praise God on today. I will not complain about whatever God is doing. Hallelujah. I thank God on today. I'm going to get another song. We're going to go right on into our praise and worship now. I'm going to play a couple more songs. Amen. Thank God.
Oh, God's name.
whenever things don't feel like you think they should. Don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship.
It's in the atmosphere. I'm telling you, God will shift things. It come one way, but he'll shift it, and it'll go another way. I thank and praise God for shifting today. I just thank and praise God on today. He is an awesome God, awesome. Hallelujah. We're going to have one more song. Amen.
You wait.
Season, you know, we all got a season, hallelujah, for the good and for the bad. God give us a season, amen. I just thank and praise God again for our worship service, our worship hour on today. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God right now. I just thank God today for an opportunity to bring forth the Word of God. I don't take it for granted that he gives me an opportunity to preach to his people or teach his people. Amen. I thank and praise God. So, Father, I come this afternoon, this evening, just thanking and praising you again for an opportunity, Father, for an opportunity just to bring forth your Word, Lord. I just thank you for allowing me to speak the Word of God on today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to let the Holy Ghost take over and take control. Father, I know nothing of myself. I have no oracles that belong to me. All of the oracles belong to God, and I just give him praise and glory that he allowed me to speak the Word of God to the people of God. And so I'm asking you now, Lord, to let me decrease 100%. Let the Holy Ghost increase 100% to teach your people on today. I just thank and praise him today for allowing me again to be here. Father, I just thank you now, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name. I ask you to bind the strong man today, Father. Bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind up every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every demon on assignment, Lord. I ask you now to bind him up. Every demon on assignment, your assignment has been canceled from this broadcast, from my life, from this house. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today for binding a strong man, sending back to the pits of hell. Loose us from him on today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I give you praise. I give you glory. I ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. I just thank and praise God again. We're going to get ready for the Word of God now. We're going to be coming from Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19. Amen. And I read it. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remaineth not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. I'm going to be talking about today the shifting that's in the atmosphere. I'm going to be talking about the shifting that's in the atmosphere today. We have trouble all over the land today in this month. We had a change in authority figure. Our president changed and a whole lot of other things changed. Even before he changed, there was a lot of stuff and a lot of things happening in the atmosphere because God got to get our attention some kind of way, so he let friction go on in the atmosphere. And we don't seem to understand that God is not going to let the enemy get more people than him, get more souls than him. He's not going to do that, so he's going to allow and cause some movement in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. When it first start off, it don't start out so good. But when it end up, hallelujah, it'll end up in your favor. And so we should stay in prayer mode and fasting mode and consecration mode. But a lot of us, we're looking at the things that's happening in the world today. Oh, it's okay to keep up with what's going on because you have to know when you need to move and when you need to stand still. But we also have to study that word. We also have to stay before the Lord. We also have to see God's face. Huh? We also have to fast and study and pray, not just one day a year or 20 days a year. We have to do this constantly over and over again because we need to stay on point. We need to stay focused on the Lord and not be so focused on the things that's happening out in the world today, because the world cannot save us. The world cannot protect us. The world cannot cover us. Nobody can do that but God. So we need to try to keep our mind focused on the Lord at all times. I mean, we very often do other things, but we need to keep the Father in our heart. We need to keep the Word down in our heart, because shifting in the atmosphere today, it's shifting in the atmosphere. It's so many things have shifted. In the atmosphere just over a 30-day period. It's so many things, hallelujah, have shifted in the atmosphere, and now so many other things is finna come to pass. Things are starting to happen around the world. Hallelujah. Things are happening around the world, and before you know it, huh, we'll be through the millennium and be on our way to the rapture, because God is not wasting time anymore. He's shifting in the atmosphere because man is not paying attention. Man is not listening. Our scripture is over in Exodus, and at that time, he was sending Moses, using Moses, to go and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Just almost the same as it is today. He's kind of putting a shift in the atmosphere, and what he's doing, he's hardening Pharaoh's heart every time. He'll harden his heart so that he won't do what God is asking him to do, so he can show the children of Israel that what he say he means. So, and that for the children of Israel to believe on God for what he's taken them through. He's delivering them out of Egypt. And that don't just come cheap. It don't come quick. A lot of us need to be delivered from some things. And they think it's just you both just snap your finger and it happens. But it don't happen like that. The Lord has to get in there and work on you. And, hey, God could do it just like that. But God wants us to learn something from him. He's trying to deliver us from some things. He was delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt, and it took a little time, and it took a little persuasion, but God did it. So they'll believe on him and let them know that God, sometimes God will put us in a place where only he can help us. So our faith, he's building up our faith. He's putting us on the potter's wheel. So a lot of times God will put a shift in the atmosphere. But right here he was, I think this was the eighth plague of the locusts. You know, it don't take long for the locusts. They're one of the treacherous insects alive. They will eat up some stuff. And when you got over a million locusts in one square mile, it don't take them long to eat. And so the Lord had shifted a strong west wind, hallelujah, because, of course, Pharaoh did not let his people go. So the Lord had to shift, hallelujah, in the atmosphere. He put a strong west wind out there and shifted that strong west wind, and it carried so many millions of locusts all over Egypt, where Pharaoh and his army and all of that land over there, they ate it up. They just ate it up. Everything, all of the fruit, vegetables, everything, they devoured it. And Sometimes God has to allow us to go through that stage. Sometimes to get our attention, we have to go through things, hallelujah, to let you know that God is trying to get your attention, to let you know that God said, if my people who are called by my name will just humble themselves and seek my face, we don't even want to do that. We got this king of a president, and we don't even want to seek his face. We don't want to humble ourselves, not only us, but the rest of them in this land and country, in the world today. They don't want to humble themselves. They voted for him. They put the king in there. Now it's so much happening in the land today. Hallelujah. So God is putting his shift in the land. He put that shift up so that they could feel it. And we felt it when he having us in captivity, when he had us in captivity in Egypt, the Pharaoh. We've been in there so long, and we're just going through trials and tests and trials and tests. And he's torturing us. He's doing everything to us. And God said, let my people so they can serve me, so they can worship me. But Pharaoh don't want us to worship nobody but him. So he refuses. He get right up to the minute. And he'll change your mind. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. So this was the eighth plague. God had went through one plague, one, two, three, four, five, six, and seven for Pharaoh. But this is the eighth plague. And like I said, it's the plague of locusts. And they are devourers. They will take what you have. Believe me, they will. But when Pharaoh saw the damage that the locusts was doing to the land, he sent for Moses. And he was telling Moses to, he believed, and to ask his God to stop the locusts from eating. Now, mind you, we're in a place. We're all in one place, and where we are, God didn't let none of that stuff affect us. He didn't let none of it affect us. This was all Pharaoh and his army and his men and their families and stuff that was feeling the effect of what God was doing. And so when Moses went back to the Father and he asked the Father, and told him what Pharaoh said. And the Lord knew that he wasn't going to do it. He was just talking. But he went on and he came back with a strong east wind. Hallelujah. And he pushed and blew those locusts out of that land all the way back to the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And see, when it's like this, it's times when we have tornadoes and hurricanes and strong winds on the land here today. And I don't know if you know it or not, but God give us power and authority to change that wind. Hallelujah. We can pray, hallelujah, and the wind will change. We can change. We can pray and our situation will change. He said we'll do greater and mightier works than him. This is what Jesus said. So if we got, Jesus gave us this authority. He gave us the power to pray, to make things change, to make it shift in the atmosphere. See, with a shifting comes, a change comes. Just like he came with a strong west wind, when he shifted, a change came. He came and shifted the wind, and it was a strong east wind coming out of the east to stop the locusts from devouring the land. Hallelujah. And he pushed them all the way back to the Red Sea. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, God is shifting the atmosphere. God is changing the atmosphere. God is trying to get our attention. God has already hardened Trump's heart. Hallelujah. He's already put hardened in their hearts, hallelujah, in their minds and things. So he always got to defend up, and he always want to do just what Pharaoh did, what they wanted to do. But God, when I tell you, when God put this shift in the atmosphere, I don't know what kind of shift it, but it's a shift because it's trouble in the land today, hallelujah. And we ought to know, hallelujah, God is a mind fixer, a heart regulator. He's a trouble fixer, I tell you. He's not in the midst of any confusion. God isn't. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. And when God says something, you may as well do it. Because when he said, count it, what he say? You can put your hand on it. When God said, let not your heart be troubled, he said, now your enemies done did enough. Hallelujah. And they done took enough from you. And they have tormented you enough. They have slave driven you enough. They've walked on you enough. And they have talked about you enough. And they spit in your face enough. Just like they did Jesus Christ. They did all kind of stuff to him. But God is saying he's going to come back. And everything that the canker worm and the palmer worm and the caterpillar took from us, he's going to restore it back. Just like he told Israel. He said, everything that the Pharaoh took, I'm going to replace them. I'm going to put you in a land with milk and honey flowing. Hallelujah. He's going to put you in that good land that he promised Abraham, the father. Hallelujah. When he promised Abraham that all of his nation would be there. His nation would be just like the sands on the seashore. And that's so many that you will never be able to count. But we Abraham's children. Hallelujah. And so this is a promise to our forefathers. So he told them, he said, I'm going to give you the land flowing with milk and honey. And God did just that. But he still had to go down some more with Pharaoh, because Pharaoh didn't stop right there. He was steady lying and lying. And I'm telling you, every time God sent Moses, hallelujah, every time he sent the messenger, he'll tell him another lie. He had no intentions of doing it anyway, hallelujah. But God, he was putting a shift in the atmosphere, hallelujah. See, Egypt has suffered. Israel has suffered. The children of Israel had suffered so long. They had been tortured so long. They had been in prison so long, in bondage so long. Hallelujah. And God said, it's time for Pharaoh to let my people go. But I tell you one thing, and I know for myself, in the name of Jesus, when God said, we better believe it. So God shifted that wind, that west wind, and caused those locusts to eat up and devour the land. And then Pharaoh wanted Moses to go and pray to his God. And Moses did just that. And God came right back and caused the east wind to drive the locusts out in the name of Jesus, and all the way back to the Red Sea. Now, I don't know how many of you today, in the name of Jesus, that have a shifting in your atmosphere, that have trouble in the land, that have things all over, just doing all kind of stuff, hallelujah, to distraction, bringing distractions and bringing all other kind of things. But I tell you today that it's good that we go through some things. It's good that God put us in a place where we can only call on his name today. Sometimes God will have to let us go through something. He'll keep us on that potter wheel so we can be just like he wants us to be when we come off of the potter's wheel. I thank God today that I'm in this place where I am. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if don't nobody get on the radio broadcast. But I know for myself that God has sent his angels, hallelujah, out in radio land to listen to his word. I know the Father has sent his angels, and they are worshiping God, and they praising God, and they pleased with me. I know it today. I don't need man, hallelujah, but I need the Almighty God. I thank God today that he sent his only begotten Son. In the name of Jesus, I thank God. Jesus died. Jesus went to Calvary for us. Hallelujah. They whipped him. They spit on him. They pulled his hair off. They beat him. They did everything that they could do to Jesus. And he didn't say one mumbling word. I thank God today that we had an advocate. Hallelujah. Oh, that he had a ram in the bush. Oh, Lord, I thank you today for sending your only begotten Son in the name of Jesus, for shifting in the atmosphere. I thank God today that they took it to Golgotha's hill. Only be condemned. Only be condemned. They nailed nails in his hand. They put nails in his feet. Oh, yes, Lord. They pierced him in the side. And while they was doing all this, God was still shifting the atmosphere. He was putting a shift in the atmosphere. I guess the soldiers didn't realize it for a while. But when they got so far, and they had done all this to Jesus, they nailed him down to the cross. Then they stood him up between two thieves. And after a while, the sun went out. Oh, my son, in the name of Jesus, that was a shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The sun went out. Hallelujah. It got dark. And that strong east and west wind was blowing. Hallelujah. God was getting angry. And God was getting furious. In the name of Jesus. When they seen that blood and water coming out of his side, in the name of Jesus, God said, I got to shift his atmosphere right now. I can't let my boy hang up there too long. I can't let my son stay up there too long. Hallelujah. So Jesus, hallelujah, after he finished talking to the two thieves, after he finished doing what he was supposed to do, in the name of Jesus, he asked God to forgive us. He said, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And Jesus hung his head back in the locks of his shoulder. And when it did that, he gave up the ghost. And when that happened, oh, Lord, there come a thunderstorm, and just lightning came. It was already dark, and the winds came and blew. The storm raised. Hallelujah. But God was shifting, shifting the atmosphere. Because when you shift them, something changes. And while it was taking place, Jesus was going on up. He was ascending on up with the Father. Father, Father, forsake me not. And he did not forsake him. He let him come right on up where he was. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God today. Because Jesus paid it all. He paid it all for us. Jesus paid it all. I thank God for the Christa. I thank God for Christ. Brother Jesus Christ, I thank God today. I thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, I give him praise and I give him glory. And now I'm asking him today to put a shift in this atmosphere. I don't know what God is doing. All I know is to be obedient. All I know is to keep pressing my way. All I know is to stay encouraged. I just thank God today. I won't give up. I might give out, but I will not give up. Oh, yes, because I got Jesus. I got him. Hallelujah. I got him in my heart. I got him in my mind. I got him in my head. I just give God praise today, and I give him glory on today. I give God glory today. I give him glory today. He is my rock. He's my refuge. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give him praise on today. And I give him worship today. I give God praise today. for the shift in the atmosphere. I give it praise on today for the shift in the atmosphere. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise him. I give him praise. Hallelujah. For the shift. Hallelujah. So when you feel the shifting, know that your change is coming. Know that your restoration is coming. Know that your refreshing is coming. Know that your relief is coming. Hallelujah. Know it when you feel that shift in the atmosphere. Amen. And amen. So I thank and praise God on today for the shift in the atmosphere. I thank and praise God on today. We don't know what's about to come. We don't know what's getting ready to happen. But what I do know, God is shifting the atmosphere. Oh, these prophets say this, and some prophets say that, and some pastors say this, and some apostles say this, and none of them know what God is getting ready to do. Don't none of them know. Hallelujah. Only God knows what's coming next. Hallelujah. And he's shifting. Hallelujah. He's changing the atmosphere. Hallelujah. I thank God on today for each one of you all on the radio broadcast and in radio land. I just thank you today. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you today. I praise you. Hallelujah. I give you glory, Lord. I thank God today for allowing me to preach his word. I didn't know what else to do but let him have his way. I laid my will down for his will, and I asked the Holy Ghost to take over, and the Holy Ghost preached today, not me. And every time I preach, the Holy Ghost preach, because I don't know anything. So I thank and praise God. We're going to play our last song, and then we're going to dismiss. Dismiss. Amen.
Nehemiah 8:6 and Ezra, bless the Lord. The great God and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. We're going to get ready to dismiss. I just thank and praise God for each one of you for tuning in, joining in with us as we gave God all the praise and glory and worship today. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. God bless you. I love you. God love you. Have a blessed rest of the day. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Have a good evening.